Until you killed the mammoth.
We got it
Kuartaki evimizde bir arabanın kapağı dolduğu zamanda ne oluyor? Ya ikna çekiliyor, bütün ikramı iyi oldu. Ayrıca bir tavır ettim. Buralar ikna açtığında ama kuartaki evimizin kapağı dolduğu. Akşılığa çıkmadı.
Ya, benim kapsam, adalet var, benim kapsam, benim kapsam.
Yeah, come le scarpe del padre, che mi sono pure quella amica, che ha ucciso il cielo, che si ha quel mattino, ha visto una lettera, che mi fa il nome, che ha visto lì, che mi ha chiesto che si va a che mi manderà, che si fa bene, che mi vuole.
Recap some of the things that they've been saying. I guess the first time that he'd ever seen anybody using a net was over in Givalina for catching beluga. And then your question before beforehand, when they drove the beluga on the shallow water, when they got done killing all the belugas that they were going to, they stood aside and they sang a song to let them back out into deeper water, which was a song. And as far as he could remember, Noatak people were the only ones who could, who had a song where they permitted the beluga, the rest of the beluga, to escape. Now, he was saying that the people in Kotzebue, as far as he knew, did not have a song where they allowed the beluga to escape. It was within one season where they, where the Noatak people and the Kotzebue people were hunting together, and for some unknown reasons, all the Kotzebue people caught their whales, but none of the Noatak people did, which more or less angered them. And when the Kotzebue people cooked, you know, after their catch, they invited the Noatak people, but none of them showed up. And it was at the same time, too, also, that the Kotzebue people realized that they didn't have anybody or any song that permitted the beluga to escape. So they invited one of the Noatak people who knew the song to sing it for them, but he didn't show up either. Now, the Kotzebue people did have a song for sheepish, for permitting the sheepish to escape, and they used that, which resulted in the fact that there were no more balloons for the rest of that season and several seasons thereafterwards. Then he was describing the strength of the songs that they had. The people who knew how to sing these songs, for whatever purpose, there was always an unknown force behind it, some kind of a mysterious force, which, and he was describing some of the things that a lot of the people before him used to deploy. One particular instance that he mentioned was the fact that this guy said that he had been to the moon. And one other guy challenged him. He said, the moon is too far, you cannot go up there. And he said he had witnessed this before. Now, he came back with a piece of rock that looked like it had been burned.
God made sure of you. You better pick the rock that is there so we can prove it. You will move.
And he did bring back a rock. Now these two have done extensive traveling outside of the state. Now, you know that our people have been up on the moon.
3 years ago, yeah.
And he saw one of the rocks that these astronauts had brought back, and he was surprised to see that it was exactly the same kind of rock that he had seen these people come back.
That's awesome. You could move that right down.
Iceland?
Yeah, no.
Greenland.
Iceland.
You know where that is?
Iceland, yeah.